Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when a congresswoman from Illinois has learned a lesson that every American ought to embrace, which is when you're having a political argument, whether it's about counting votes, whether it's about demonstrating on Capitol Hill, whether it's about anything, keep Hitler the hell out of it, would you please? I mean, it's really not a good idea to cite examples of Nazism. But there are all kinds of folks on every side of these disputes who are using Nazi analogies, and it's ridiculous and it's embarrassing and it doesn't help. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to one of the leading evangelical thinkers in the country. He is the president of the largest Baptist seminary in the world. Al Mohler, who is part of Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, has posted, as usual, some extremely insightful and deeply probing analysis about what has happened and the way that some people have actually given a very, very bad look to Christian involvement in some of the protest movement that is going on right now. What does that mean? What can be done about it? What is the appropriate response in terms of people of faith? We'll be speaking to Dr. Al Mohler coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, we were talking right at the break about this whole idea of impeachment, which I think is a bad idea, and I think it's a bad idea for some of the same reasons I thought it was a bad idea last time. It's not because I don't believe President Trump committed an impeachable offense. I think he committed an impeachable offense last time. I do. But there is no point in pursuing that if you're only going to strengthen the guy that you're going against. And there's no question that the last time when clearly President Trump had inappropriately tried to involve the Ukrainian president in an American political discussion, finding dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden, it was totally inappropriate. It was wrong. Is it technically impeachable? Sure. And there was plenty of evidence against him. But it was very obvious that there were going to be virtually no Republicans. There was one, Mitt Romney, who actually voted against President Trump, voted to remove him from office. And frankly, the Democrats were foolish to paralyze the country largely at a time when, frankly, the menace of coronavirus was just lurking right ahead of us, and we had some economic problems that came up or right because of the coronavirus. With all of that, we were totally distracted by this impeachment, which it was obvious was not going to result in anything. This situation is a little bit different because I think there is going to be some Republican support. There already is. There are Republican senators who are very open to voting to remove President Trump from office. But the question of removal from office is why? He has 9 days left. And frankly, I think it would be to the president's advantage and to the advantage of Republicans, Democrats, and the country at large if the president would just say, look, I'm going to concentrate on trying to calm things down and to try to persuade people not to come for mass demonstrations in Washington, D.C. and in every state capital, and not to try to further the sense of alienation and disillusionment and rage, frankly, that a lot of Americans have. And that, frankly, the president has been trying to brew up for a long time. The only reason that folks are talking about going ahead with impeachment and having a trial conducted, an impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate, and having that conducted 100 days from now, is because of Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, which says this: judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Okay, the key element of that for many of the people who are pushing impeachment is removing President Trump from the potential of any office of honor, trust, or profit. And yes, that would include the presidency of the United States. It would rule out if, and here's the interesting thing. The way this has been defined before, there have been people who've been successfully impeached and removed from office, never a president. It's mostly been judges. But there are examples of the Senate having that additional vote that they would have to take. And that additional vote only requires a majority. It does not require two-thirds. So if they succeed in finding the two-thirds, that's all 50 Democrats, presumably, plus 17 out of 48 Republicans. If you find those votes and you remove Trump from office, and it would almost surely occur after he has actually left office, then all they need is a majority vote, which they surely would get, to deny him the chance of any office of honor, trust, or profit. I think the entire strategy is incredibly misguided and utterly wrong, and only calculated to allow Trump to bounce back from what obviously was one of the worst moments of his administration so far, and to look like a victim rather than a villain. And I don't believe that he is a victim in any of this. I mean, he has been hyping this lie of the stolen election since before the so-called stolen election even occurred. And the idea that now, combined with the social media strikes against him, he could rally a very big chunk of people to send him money, which he has done. What have they collected? I think that since they just announced, since the election, the Trump campaign, or the Trump Save America Fund, they call it now, has collected about $350 million. And it's not from super rich people. It's not from big corporate honchos. The big corporate honchos don't have a great deal of love for Trump on the most part. It's from ordinary people. And for ordinary Americans to hear by a Senate vote that they have taken away from a president of the United States who they adore and admire greatly, they've taken away from him the right to ever run for office again. Now, he is 74 years old now. I got it. But still, this only would empower Trump more. And just as I don't believe that it's the end of Trump that he is banned from Twitter. I mean, for goodness sake, he has a popularity that's bigger than Twitter. He has, 84 million Twitter followers. Some of them will stay on Twitter. Many of them will leave. And again, do I believe that this is the smart thing to do, to try to marginalize Trump? The more you marginalize him, the more that you strengthen the underlying narrative that he has been able to sell to too many Americans, which is that he is somebody who's coming in to bring the storm. That's a QAnon phrase. To expose all the corruption at the heart of things. Never mind that that actually didn't go so well during the 4 years he was president. But to cast himself as a victim and someone whose basic rights are being taken away for no reason, giving him that advantage makes no sense. I'll tell you what else makes no sense. The way that some of the public schools are handling the D.C. riots. We'll get to that and why not to invoke Hitler coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, President Trump is scheduled to emerge from hiding. He's been unusually quiet and uncommunicative, and it's not just because of his problems with social media banning him. He is scheduled to visit the Rio Grande Valley tomorrow on the border between Texas and Mexico. And the intention is to highlight his administration's work on the border wall. He, by the way, he said recently in his rally in Dalton, Georgia, I believe that was where he said it. He said recently Mexico has paid for the wall. That, I think, counts as, how do you put it graciously, not the truth. Mexico has not paid for the wall and will not pay for the wall. And by the wall doesn't even really exist. Well, what does exist? Improvements in existing barriers. In other words, most of the border had some barrier on it already. Some of them were broken down. Some of them were ineffective. President Trump is very proud of the fact that in 400 miles of border, they have put up new, more imposing barriers. He will travel to the town of Alamo, Texas, where he will mark the completion of 400 miles of border wall, the White House says, and his administration's efforts to reform the nation's broken immigration system. The nation's immigration system is broken. I don't believe it's meaningfully less broken under President Trump. And this was one of those things where in the first 2 years of his presidency, one would have thought that some of his ideas on immigration could have made some progress with Republicans controlling as they did, as we did, both the Senate and the House, but that didn't happen. In terms of this question about impeaching a president and having a trial for impeachment after the president has left office, there's precedent for it. I mean, the one precedent that everybody cites is a precedent that I've written about, actually. In 1876, a year that you've heard lots about, that was the year of the big disputed election. But before that election occurred, the Secretary of War, we used to call the Secretary of Defense today, the head of America's military, we used to call him the Secretary of War. Now, of course, since the end of World War II, and since the combination of the Army and the Navy Secretary all combined under the Secretary of Defense, in any event, the Secretary of the War was a guy named William Belknap, who was indeed deeply, deeply corrupt. He, like a lot of members of the U.S. Grant administration, was charged with taking bribes, and he resigned literally hours before the House voted to impeach him. And then it was decided that Belknap should be tried on the impeachment charges after he left office. Why would they bother to do that? Precisely to ban him, he is a wily politician, from ever running for office again. It's the same idea that they're using on Trump. And it turns out, and again, the New York Times writing about this doesn't tell you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. The rest of the story is Belknap beat impeachment. He had two articles of impeachment. He beat them both. He did not get impeached and removed from office. And all of that was settled for months after he left office. There have been three judges, one in 1862, one as recently as 2010, who have been impeached and then had the separate Senate vote to be banned from all future offices of honor, trust, or profit. And again, this is a very, very ill-considered move by the Democrats. And frankly, there is a right way and a wrong way to get Donald Trump out of office. The right way is exactly what happened on November 3rd, which is to vote him out in the decisive election. And frankly, I think America's electoral system has survived Trump's assaults on it pretty well. And all salute to people like Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, who's a loyal conservative Republican, and to Governor Kemp in Georgia, and to all the legislators in Michigan, where the Republicans are in a majority, and in Pennsylvania, where they're in a majority, in Arizona, and to Governor Ducey in Arizona, who's a Republican. All of these people have stood by the election results. And is it terrible what Trump has done? Again, the Wall Street Journal, which is the leading conservative paper in the country, had a collection of just outrageous statements by President Trump and some of his lawyers that have been made basically inciting the people who came from all over the country to the Save America March that ended up so unhappily. And I think we can agree that it ended up very, very unhappily for the country in Washington, D.C. And making all sorts of remarks about conspiracies and evil and arousing people. The Journal has a piece by Dan Frosch and Khadija Safdar that says, an Oklahoma grandmother, the CEO of a Chicago area marketing firm, a Florida man convicted of attempted murder, a leader of the group of far-right street brawlers known as the Proud Boys, an Iraq war veteran who works at a Seattle area packaging plant, a newly sworn-in West Virginia lawmaker, hailing from across the country and comprising a variety of backgrounds, many who rampaged through the U.S. Capitol Wednesday, had one thing in common, an unfounded certainty that President Trump had won re-election. In the days since the attack, resulting in the deaths, including a police officer who was killed and a rioter shot by police, a clear picture of the angry mob has begun to emerge. And again, the people who are angry and violent were not representative of the larger group, but they shared with the larger group the idea that somehow American democracy wasn't functioning, that somebody who had actually lost the election had been declared the winner. The difficulty here is that notion is so toxic. So what do you do about it? Because we do have to bring America back together. Does banning the president from Twitter going to help in that endeavor, or make it nearly impossible? We'll talk about that and more with Al Mohler, head of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing an article of impeachment against President Trump. Multiple sources say the four-page impeachment article charges the president with inciting violence against the government of the United States, House Republicans did block a resolution put forth by Democrats asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Regarding impeachment, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says now's not the time.
We should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward and return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
Flags across the country are being flown at half staff out of respect for the two U.S. Capitol police officers who died last Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome back to this show Dr. Al Mohler, who is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, the flagship school of the Southern Baptist Convention, and it is one of the largest seminaries in the world. He is the author of an essential new book called The Gathering Storm, Secularism, Culture, and the Church. I'm very proud that I'm one of the endorsers of the book. And he is recognized everywhere as one of the leading voices in evangelical Christianity. He's also written in great detail and with great precision about some of the issues involved with the calls for impeachment and the terrible events of last week. Al, isn't it hard to believe it's only last week? It's only not even. It's, what is it, 5 days ago?
That's right, Michael. So good to hear your voice. Yes, we are in the strangest of times, and it is as if time is moving so fast because the events are momentous. The images from last week are images that are going to be seared into American history for so long as there is an American nation. And I don't think we're in danger right now of exaggerating the importance of these events.
Let me read you something from an account. It's a moving account and a very sympathetic one of one of the people who's been arrested for rioting. His name is Doug Sweet, and this appeared in the Wall Street Journal today. And it says, he says he walked upstairs on the mall side of the Capitol where he found the doors open. He says he hesitated. He says he felt the need to go inside to share his views with Congress, but he wanted to consult God first. He prayed aloud, Lord, is this the right thing to do? Is this what I need to do? He says he felt God's hand on his back pushing him forward. I checked with the Lord, he says. I never heard a no. He walked in and he says found himself in a whirlwind of broken glass and debris. And it goes on. What do you say to people like Doug Sweet?
Well, Michael, with a sense of brokenheartedness, as a theologian, I want to say, you don't set God up to have to say no on your terms to justify violating what you know to be what is right and wrong. That's what's so sad here. It's a mob mentality. You know, setting it up so that you have to have some kind of audible no from God is hardly honoring God as we are commanded to honor him in Scripture.
What about the idea of President Trump needing to? I mean, one of the things that I'm saying is the most important thing he can do right now is discourage people from these other demonstrations that are called. They were supposed to have demonstrations in all 50 state capitals and in Washington on January 17th, and then the Million Militia March, which is scheduled for Inauguration Day. I take it that you don't think those are essential bits of democratic expression.
No, they weren't in the beginning, and they certainly are not now. There are aggrieved citizens in the United States. There are citizens by the tens of millions, more than 70 million, who are disappointed in the results of the election. But as you look at events last week, you have people close to the president saying he did not intend that mayhem. Well, he did call for that mob. And the issue is right now, he has the opportunity to make very clear that he condemns any such gatherings on the 17th of January or on any other day in the name of trying to take away legitimacy from the election or, for that matter, trying to change the election results. At this point, he bears responsibility to tell people to go home, stay home, and pray for their nation.
I'll tell you one person who I think emerges from this entire ordeal with dignity intact and who called honor to religious believers everywhere was Vice President Pence, who obviously the president is extremely angry about. Apparently some of the crowd marching up to the Capitol was chanting, hang Pence, hang Pence, hang Pence, and they constructed a gallows for it. Do you agree about the vice president and his conduct?
I do. I believe that the vice president is a Christian, and I also believe he's a principled conservative. And I think the demonstration of that was in his words the day before the events took place when he told the president of the United States that he was bound by the Constitution. Now, both of them took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I think Vice President Pence demonstrated he meant that with a commitment that was true even when his life was at stake.
What happens now? I don't think we've never had an inauguration where the defeated candidate has seriously questioned and continue to question the outcome. It's not too late for President Trump to make up for that, is it? But you don't expect that he will, as I understand.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I don't know anyone like this personally, Michael. I don't know anyone who just categorically says that it is impossible that I could have lost. I will never concede defeat. I don't understand that. But the president himself, years before he was elected president, this quote was drawn to my attention. He said, he can't stand to lose. He doesn't lose. Well, you know, history is going to record that as a matter of regrettable and, in this case, violent delusion.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel so badly because reading all of these stories, and there are now dozens of them, about the individuals who were arrested. Now, some of them are creeps and kooks, but most of the people, including people who are arrested, who are participating in the violence, that poor woman, Air Force veteran, who was shot dead, Ashley Babbitt. What's the most important thing to keep in mind in their memory?
Well, you know, I think of the Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, the pledge to the flag, to the republic for which it stands. This is a republic. It is a, it is the world's grandest commitment to ordered liberty and self-government. I have to think that, that most of the people who were involved in these events actually just don't even know what that means. And, so the best thing we can do is to undertake a massive effort at civic education to remind people of what it means that we're a part of this grand experiment in self-government and how fragile it is. We just saw how fragile it was. And the alternative to this is autocracy and worse. Anarchy is the worst possible condition, as the scripture makes very clear. And clearly we've got a huge job to do to educate our neighbors.
Part of that education, Al Mohler's book, The Gathering Storm, and yes, it's deliberately an evocation of one of Al's heroes, Winston Churchill. The subtitle, Secularism, Culture, and the Church. Coming up, another very prominent evangelical figure has made some surprising comments about the protest. On balance, Al, do you think, and we have only a few moments left, it would be an appropriate idea for the president to resign?
You know, the president has gained so much in terms of some of the policies he put in place, the appointments, the Supreme Court nominations that will go down in history. But he's in grave danger of destroying his own legacy here. And he will always be remembered for the events of the last several days. If he's going to fulfill his office...
Go ahead, finish.
If he's going to fulfill his office, he's going to have to lead Americans to love this republic, not to seek to undermine it.
That's Al Mohler of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, appreciate the contributions of Al Mohler, one of the leaders of evangelical Christianity in this generation, and one of the truly legendary figures, as somebody who launched the first campaign for president. He was surprisingly successful back in 1988 when he ran for president. Was Pat Robertson, the founder of Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, of the Christian Broadcasting Network, the 700 Club. And full disclosure, I consider Pat Robertson a friend. I have been on his TV show many times, and I know that he's been a big fan, and I'm pleased to see that of my books, particularly The American Miracle and God's Hand on America. But he made some statements about the march, which have surprised a lot of people, coming from Pat Robertson, who had been a supporter of President Trump. Though, in fairness, he has criticized him on appropriate occasions. This clearly is one of them. Here's what Pat Robertson had to say.
There was a madness yesterday, and it came on Donald Trump. And people had been hoping and hoping. He had his own people in the Senate all ready to fight for him. Congress was ready. Ted Cruz was ready. And so what does Trump do? He goes crazy. And he urges his huge crowd that came to Washington to support him to take a march on the Capitol. And suddenly, there may have been some ringers that went into that group as well. We don't know if there were some people as well, but they took over the Capitol. They invaded the offices and just did a horrible thing. And instead of supporting him, now the people who were all lined up to have a hearing on every one of those voter fraud claims was no longer able to do anything. They couldn't wait to vote against him. And you think also he went down into Georgia in that close election and told people the Republican governor was crooked, was fraudulent. the Secretary of State was fraudulent, who's a Republican, was fraudulent, and he said your votes won't count. And so he suppressed the vote in Georgia in those Republican areas that was so important. And so the two senators went down in defeat in Georgia.
Okay, and of course that completes the trifecta. President Trump, back in 2018, he lost 43 Republican seats in the House and handed control of the House to Nancy Pelosi. And then again, 2 years later, in 2020, November 3rd, he lost the election. And he lost by the same margin that he had won by, 306 electoral votes to 232 electoral votes. And then with the Georgia runoff elections, January 5th, he lost the Senate. And that was such winnable races, and Perdue and Loeffler deserved to win. But when president coming in the night before election, saying, spending most of his time attacking his fellow Republicans in Georgia, what do you expect to such a close race? Let me go to Mark in Long Beach, California. Mark, you're on the Medved Show.
Thank you for taking my call. You truly are the best. And if you were in a restaurant and I saw you, I'd pick up the tab for you.
Aren't the restaurants all closed in California right now?
Yes, they are. Just two quick things. Do you remember when... when Trump said, I will march with you down to the Capitol?
Yes, another broken promise, wasn't it?
Yes. Here's one of the two questions I want to ask you. What would have happened if he had gone with them to the Capitol and he had stood in front of the Capitol? Then they wouldn't have invaded the Capitol. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're entirely correct. And it's one of those things where it's hard to believe that he actually said that. Because, first of all, even if he had wanted to march with them up to the Capitol, you know what, Mark, I hope you don't mind. There's a nasty remark that somebody made about Trump marching up to the Capitol. He wanted to march up to the Capitol with them, but the bone spurs were acting up again. And which I think you understand the reference.
Oh yes, I'm not going to the war.
Right. Okay, so the point over here is the Secret Service would not have permitted it. It's especially given the makeup of that march and exposing the president that way. And I'm not sure it's, I think it's over a mile that the folks walked up the hill to Capitol Hill. It's not a steep hill. The president was not really going to do that. But okay. You're, I think, entirely correct. If he had... It wouldn't have gone so terribly wrong.
Right. And the second thing, real quick, I want to tell you is, I don't know if this has ever dawned on you, Michael, or if you realize it, but starting with Clinton in 1993 when he was inaugurated, the last five presidents, including Biden, has had the Senate and the House with them where they were able to do whatever they wanted the first 2 years. Have you realized that?
Yeah. And then most of those presidents, though it's not true of George W. Bush. George W. Bush kept the Senate, actually increased, retook the Senate because there had been that defection of Jim Jeffers who jumped. George W. Bush actually gained seats in 2002 at a time he was very popular. But all of those presidents that you're talking about, the last five presidents, ended up losing the total control of Congress, which once had served them. So, look, I think that when it comes to 2022, unless the Republican Party continues to be incredibly bitterly divided over Trumpism, I think that the Republican Party has every chance of regaining both the House and the Senate in 2022. That's the way these things normally operate. The difficulty here is that if they actually vote articles of impeachment, and James Clyburn, the whip in the House side with Nancy Pelosi, he's you have Steny Hoyer, who is the now majority leader, and then James Clyburn of South Carolina, the guy who really made Joe Biden the nominee, he has said what he wants to do is have the House vote articles of impeachment, but not deliver them to the Senate until 100 days after Biden is sworn in, so Biden can have 100 unobstructed days where he's the center of attention and he's trying to get things done. And now Joe Biden has made a comment. He said, well, we could have, if necessary, a split schedule where in the morning the Congress focuses and the Senate focuses on the business at hand and legislation and dealing with the virus and dealing with the economy. And then in the afternoon they go to a trial of the former president. The whole idea of a trial of the former president is kind of sickening. It's exactly what the country doesn't need. And the difficulty that I wanted to bring up is that if Democrats want to increase the likelihood that they will actually have a successful administration, they should certainly avoid that kind of impeachment. And for Republicans, part of the problem, if Trump is on trial, and if they end up voting to ban him from ever holding office again, if they do that, then that issue will be a big issue that comes up in 2022, and it's going to divide Republicans and I think help stop Republicans from actually winning control of the Congress. Because there are, look, not all 74 million, and by the way, the right number is 74 million. A lot of people say 75 million. All right, what's a million votes between friends? Enough to actually make a really, really big difference in election results. But of the 74 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump, I don't think that all of them believe that he actually won the election. I'm not even sure that most of them believe that. And I think that some of the polls that people take that show that a big chunk of Republicans believe in the QAnon conspiracy theory and big chunks of Republicans believe that the election was stolen, that Trump actually won the thing, I think those polls are misleading. But I'll tell you what else is misleading is all of the advance tweets and messages and emails and speeches and interviews where President Trump and some of his closest associates set up the riot in the Capitol. Will he be accused of sedition? Of course he is. Guilty? Not so clear at all. And this...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. at shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.